name is Marilyn, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting freedom, health, peace, and sustainability forevermore. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Soon we'll be joined by Chef Rain, Rain Truth, the Cultured Vegan, cooking classes, chef services and catering, serving Chicago, Milwaukee, and New Orleans. We started out the show with hearing Rain Truth, who also loves to sing. And that was her singing at an open mic with the band Cigarette Break in Milwaukee. On and on. And now Rain is joining us for a conversation. On and on. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation and for this interview. I'm greatly honored.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for all you do, Rain. You're amazing. I enjoy visiting your social media pages with the Cultured Vegan. Wow, you offer a lot of information and entertaining as well.
I try.
You are wonderful. Thank you. Can you please tell us about yourself?
Yes. So, hi, everyone. My name is Rain Truth. I am a chef, veganpreneur, and I am the founder of Midwest Vegan Fest and The Cultured Vegan. I am a Midwest girl from the Midwest, Chicago, Illinois area, and I love veganism. I've been vegan for almost, I'm 41 now, so, I'm almost 42, so 30, about 37 years now. And my children, I have three vegan children. And, I love this lifestyle. It has improved my relationships, my lifestyle, my health, and it's something that I highly suggest and recommend. I own a full-service catering company. I am a chef to the stars. I cook for the NBA and a multitude of other celebrities. And, I'm grateful to be doing what I'm doing, walking in my purpose.
And your purpose is multi-purpose. Thank you, Rain. Yes, I love how you do the classes for children. I'd love to hear about that, too.
Yes. Oh, yes. So it was called Seeds of Truth, but since we have changed it, it is now Little Sprouts, because what is better and more powerful than planting a seed and it growing and seeing it manifest as a sprout and then as the full, the full final product. It's just a beautiful experience. And the journey of it is also one that is a powerful journey. And so, yes, eight children ages 4 to 18, although 4 to 14 is what we really prefer. Just getting those minds while they are really just open and pure and just, just ready and open to learn. And we basically are incorporating creativity and pride back into children through culinary arts, showing them how they can make things for themselves and just showing them, how math and science are incorporated into food. So we make it fun. It's just a great experience. And they get to take pictures of the food that they make and we print it out. And it's great. It's great. I love working with the children.
That's wonderful. And I also enjoy the videos of your children, like Chef Bean and your other two children with their cooking and their baking. That's awesome also.
Yes. Thank you.
That's great. And also, too, being multi-purpose with all that you offer for the broad community all over from Chicago, Milwaukee, New Orleans, with chef services at various festivals and events.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Traveling is really, I love it. When I was in culinary school, I wanted to open a restaurant. I was set that I was going to open a restaurant. I was going to be a stationary person, and I was just going to, people were going to come to me. But being a free spirit and just a social butterfly, like for me, my reach is truly to reach the masses by traveling. I love traveling already, so it's like it's a win-win. You know, I get to travel, I also get to meet people and introduce them to who I am, what I do, and it's just great. It's really great also for me to learn. When I travel and I go other places, I'm able to see how veganism is prevalent in other areas that you wouldn't even think. A lot of, you know, cultures and places have a lot of these things and characteristics and traits, and it's beautiful to explore them from a different vantage point.
Yes, and I like how also you are so generous and thoughtful in highlighting others' creations with vegan food, et cetera, and especially in the Black community. I love that.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, changing the face of what people think veganism is or is supposed to be, you know, that is actually why I started my fest, because I was traveling all over and I was going to fests everywhere. And I noticed that there was a lack of representation in a lot of these places. And I really wanted to show that, you know, it's not a quote unquote white thing or a hippie thing. Like, no, a multitude of people and ethnicities and cultures enjoy the same beautiful vegan lifestyle.
Yes, and speaking of style, I also adore and love your style. You're beautiful inside and out. And I would
thank you.
Oh, you're just amazing. Amazing. You are a visionary and a pioneer woman for sure. And I'd love to hear about your jewelry, your earrings and your necklace with the, I think it's called the symbol of life. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, yes. So everything that I do, I always want it to be a reflection of who I am and what I believe. And yes, I love wearing the ankh, which is the symbol of life. And it is something that, you know, it's a constant reminder of me, of purpose, you know, and who my parents. I unfortunately lost both my parents, but it reminds me of the legacy that they have left for me. And, you know, just honoring them and those who came before them, and just making sure that when I do what I do, I'm making an impact in this world and for my children and those to come after me, and being a vessel of truth and light, and just trying to really, really, truly get people to understand that there is so much to live for, so many things that can make us happy. And we're not even talking about material things. We're not even talking about the material things. We're talking about the inner peace, the inner light, the inner love, you know, and being kind. I love animals. I have a bird feeder, and I love the bird feeder. When it's empty, the birds are looking around. They're coming looking. But I love watching the creations of life and being part of something that is feeding that life. So I'm a bird watcher, and I love the animals. I love the squirrels. The squirrels come and try to get this, you know, whatever the birds drop. It's just so beautiful to see.
Yes. Well, speaking of love and happiness, let's talk about music, because I also enjoy your singing and your love of music.
Yes, thank you. I love singing, and if you put a mic in front of me, I will probably sing. I love a good karaoke session. So, yes, I love singing. I've actually been singing since I was little. My first talent show in sixth grade, I won first place. Singing a Whitney Houston classic.
Oh.
And you know, singing, it just brings me so much joy. Music as well. I love instruments. I actually played the piano, and I love music. I'm an old soul, so I love like the Nina Simones and the, you know, Billie Holidays and Miles Davis and those singers and musicians that just really put their heart and soul into what they were doing. And it's great. I love music.
Yes. And I enjoyed your singing. I think it might have been on the cruise ship recently.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yes. Oh, that was great. You tuned into Vegan Nation. We're joined by Rain Truth.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chef Rain, Rain Truth, Sing Karaoke. This is At Last by Etta James. Rest in peace, Etta.
And I only dream that I could speak to you. A dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to rest my cheek to. A dream that I should let go. And oh, can you smile? And oh,
so great. You know, you never know. You know, I love traveling, but obviously if I don't have access to a kitchen or you don't know specifically what will be there, you know, you're kind of worried. You can be a little worried. Being a mom, I usually travel with some type of vegan stuff just to make sure that we have at least something. But yes, going on the cruise ship and really like seeing that the effort that has been made to have some options, different options daily, among the other things that are just naturally vegan, like fruit and veggies, you know, unless you're adding different things to them. But those are things that are naturally vegan. And so I was so grateful that they had, not only did they have options, but they also had a separate full vegan menu so that you can have, even for the upscale dining, they had a full vegan menu option for you. And even if you ask them, they were so accommodating, and I just appreciated that so much because, you know, sometimes being vegan, people can make you feel like black sheep or, you know, ostracized from the quote-unquote normal or quote-unquote regular people. And to see that and have that, they had vegan ice cream on the boat. Like, it was just, I was just so happy. I was just so happy that they included that in there. But we can also go and experience these things with our families as well.
And also showing that we can stay true to our vegan principles and our vegan values, even when traveling, when on vacation. It might take some courage and commitment to speak up, but it's possible. And I'd also like to talk a bit about the Midwest Vegan Fest that you founded in 2018. Again, I want to say how much I enjoyed watching the video presentation.
Yes. So ironically, it's so funny because Midwest Vegan Fest actually started as a event on the lakefront in 2014. And initially, I just called it Love, Feast, and Soul. It was held in Chicago initially at the lakefront, and it was a small gathering. And as time went on, I knew I wanted to do something bigger. I knew I wanted to reach more people. In 2017, I came up with the idea to do the Midwest Vegan Fest, and I started planning and just seeing how I could reach a multitude, a larger mass, a group of people. And so, yeah, I planned it, and I held the first one in Milwaukee in 2018. And yeah, it's been great. I've had celebrities come. I've had food demos, a children's area, speakers, food vendors. And yeah, we are definitely looking forward to bringing it back in the spring of next year. So we are going to regroup and we are going to come back in the spring of 2023, bigger and better than ever. And we are super excited about the people that come and, you know, just show their support and help to, you know, just make veganism a normal and common thing so that we don't even have to, you know, it doesn't have to be something separate, that it's just part of everyone's daily life.
Yes, that's the goal.
We're listening to Rain Truth, joining us via Skype in Illinois. Rain Truth is a vegan chef, caterer, cooking instructor, and vegan lifestyle coach. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, a little musical interlude with piano music by Will Tuttle. And then we'll continue our conversation with Rain Truth and listen to some of the great cooking tips by Rain Truth and her children. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're joined by Rain Truth. The founder of Midwest Vegan Fest. And I enjoyed your Midwest Vegan Fest with the music, with live performers as well as DJs. Really great.
Thank you.
And your raffle. I enjoyed your raffle, too. Especially when the winners of each raffle item would come up and that,
yes,
you would say to the winner, are you vegan? And they'd answer yes. And you'd say, how long have you been vegan? And they'd answer 9 years or 5 years. That was exciting to hear, too.
Yes. You know, I really try to do different things.
And are you vegan?
10 years.
Okay. Give a clap for Al, 10-year vegan.
Incidentally, Alan has like 20 tickets. He's winning everything. Y'all were sleeping. He's got it happening.
094-075. Lisa?
Chicago.
How long have you been vegan?
5 years.
Give it up for Lisa, 5 year vegan. There you go. Okay, so.
You know, I want people to feel happy and proud of this lifestyle. And I really, the biggest thing for me with the fest, you know, I love having the speakers. I love having the demos. But the children's area is really the one that is truest to my heart. And it's because, honestly, so many children that are vegan, they do feel like alone because they don't know that there are other children that are out there like them. And so that's the biggest thing for me, is to have the children be able to see, oh, there's other vegan children. My daughter that's six, she loves when she goes to the vegan fest and she sees other kids that are, you know, vegan and conscious and health conscious. And it just makes her feel quote unquote normal, whatever that looks like. You know, I don't even like to say normal because what does that mean, you know? And so I just want her to know she's not alone and that there are other people that live this same plant-based, animal-free, kind, compassionate lifestyle.
I'm the coach of vegan.
Chef Bean's Vegan Kitchen.
Hi, Chef Bean. What are you up to today?
I'm up to making spinach lasagna.
Yummy. All right. So what are you doing now?
Pulling on the next level.
Tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We're listening to The Cultured Vegan. These are older clips from Rain, The Cultured Vegan.
And then what are you going to do after you finish putting the noodles on?
Put another layer.
Yep, you're going to put another layer. Good. Then we're going to put it in the oven. We're going to bake it.
Oh.
So we have a sauce here.
Mm-hmm, that's the sauce.
And then we have the noodles. And then we have our homemade ricotta we made in the blender. That's just a little bit of tofu, water, garlic, and then some seasoning. All right, so now we gotta go back to the sauce.
There we go.
Good job. Perfect. Perfect.
Thanks.
All right, so we're gonna finish up. We're gonna put the sauce, and we're gonna put our cheese.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
After we finish that, then we're gonna put it in the oven, and we're gonna take a picture of it after it's baked.
And then we'll put it in the oven.
Oh, you're gonna put it in the oven. Okay. So Chef Bean is gonna put it in the oven. And I'm just going to watch and assist her. So we will be back in a little bit.
Okay.
This is Chef Bean's Vegan Kitchen. Thank you for joining us today. We are making spinach lasagna. All plant-based, 100% vegan.
Beautiful. Thank you, Rain. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
Get around like-minded people. Follow people like Marlene of Vegan Nation. She has an amazing, amazing lineup of different people that can help you on your journey. Join a meetup. Join a vegan meetup. Just surround yourself with people that you want to be more in alignment with. It is a great way to just, you know, find that common ground in it and just have fun. Have fun with veganism. It is a beautiful lifestyle.
Thank you, Rain. And what contact information can you leave for our listeners?
Yes, please find me on Instagram at The Cultured Vegan with a D, TheCulturedVegan. And you can check out my website at www.theculturedvegan.com. But Instagram and Facebook are the best ways to contact me.
Thank you, Rain. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much, Marlene.
And thank you for all you do. You are a goddess on earth, for sure.
Oh, thank you. Hugging you through the phone.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
Okay.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Much thanks to you and your three children, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Peace.
Peace. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Chef Bean's Vegan Kitchen.
Hi, Chef Bean. How are you doing?
Good.
What are you up to today?
Nothing, just making some tacos and rice.
Yummy.
And then there's green beans, and then there's corn in the rice.
Wow, yummy. Smells pretty good in here.
Mm-hmm.
We're really looking forward to trying it.
Okay.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
We're excited too.
Okay.
How much longer do we have to wait for the food to be done?
Probably 18 minutes.
18 minutes?
Okay. But you're still going to try it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely am going to try it. Okay. Well, we are going to say goodbye for now.
Okay.
And we thank you for taking a little moment out of your time to talk to us. Thank you, Chef Bean.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Peaceful greetings, all. This is Chef Rain Truth of The Cultured Vegan, and welcome to my kitchen, where I show you how to infuse health, wellness, and culture into the foods you love. Welcome to The Cultured Vegan Kitchen. Today we have Chef Najee, who will be preparing a delightful meal for us today. Hi, Chef Najee. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Can you please tell us what you'll be preparing for us?
Today I will be preparing my famous homemade mashed potatoes with battered cauliflower, vegan fish ham, and maybe some cabbage.
Okay. And can you please tell us what method you use with your mashed potatoes?
I'm using the boil method.
Okay, so you're boiling them?
Yes.
And then after that, what will you do?
Mash.
Mash them up?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you for taking time out to tell us about your dinner. We look forward to tasting it. It smells absolutely delightful in here. Thank you so much. Here today, my daughter is making vegan gnocchi. With what kind of sauce are you going to be making?
A red cream garlic sauce. Today she's going to make a red cream garlic sauce with her vegan gnocchi. And she's also making
apple pie cookies.
Apple pie cookies. And what are you going to use those for?
That is going to be the filling in the cookie.
This apple pie filling will be going inside of her cookie. And then the gnocchi with the red cream garlic sauce. Oh, can you tell us the ingredients that are in this gnocchi?
There is potatoes and flour.
What kind of flour?
Just plain flour.
Is it bleached or is it unbleached?
Unbleached. It's better the finer you get it, but if you don't have fine flour, that's cool.
Okay.
And salt, and that's it.
Okay, can you please show us the potato riser?
The pasta tudo?
Yes, please.
It's kind of
messy. That's messy, fine. Okay, can you show us what this is used for?
You use it to rice the potatoes, which is a technique in where you basically just grate them, but this has a different hole.
Okay.
And it adds air to the potato so that it is lighter and fluffier, which makes for a better gnocchi.
Okay. Thank you, Chef Alicia. We look forward to seeing the final product.
Welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
So what I'm saying to you is that any stage of your life that you may be in at this moment, whether it be spiritually or physically, you today can take time and transform that through music or just changing your lifestyle and the eating habits that you currently have. Allow me to show you how to prepare healthy, health-conscious, plant-based food and how to transform your life today. My website is theculturedvegan.com. You can also contact me at 347-674-7246. An easy way to remember that is 347-674-RAIN. And also you can catch me on Instagram at theculturedvegan, Twitter at culturedvegan, and also on Facebook at theculturedvegan. I look forward to helping you transform your life. Here I am, the cultured vegan, Chef Rain Truth, and it's food filled with a purpose. Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Miley Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene wishing you a safe and pleasant day.